Stuck at sea, the lightbulb moment that inspired a mission for accessible travel. By Mike Clapper. Founder and CEO, Able2 Global. Mike at able2global.com. https://www.facebook.com/jclapper. https://www.instagram.com/michaeljclapper. https://www.linkedin.com/MikeClapper. Have you ever had a dream that suddenly turned into a nightmare? I want you to join me in an exercise. Close your eyes and picture waking up to a beautiful Icelandic landscape. What does it look like? What does it sound like? Can you taste the salty sea air? I can tell you exactly what it was like, because I got to experience that scene firsthand. Well, kind of. I am a passionate cruiser and full-time wheelchair user. My wife Kylie and I were late to the cruising scene, hesitant over accessibility concerns. In 2020, Kylie was working as a travel professional and found us an incredible deal for our first cruise, just as cruise lines were welcoming passengers back after the COVID-19 shutdown. Like many disabled adventurers, I've learned to navigate the ups and downs of accessible travel. In fact, I've racked up nearly 500,000 frequent flyer miles traveling for business and pleasure. Despite that, I had always feared being stuck on a ship that couldn't accommodate my power wheelchair, but to my surprise, most of my concerns were unfounded. With the ship only at one-third of passenger capacity, due to fears of another COVID-19 outbreak, we fell in love with cruising. And I'll be honest, having a 2-meter comfort bubble on all sides of this introvert was just fine by me. We loved cruising so much that for my 40th birthday, my wife surprised me with a bucket list 2-week voyage from England to Iceland. The trip was wonderful, that is until we reached Reykjavik, Iceland. We were docked for a full day before the disembarkation and had even found an accessible day tour to explore the capital city. All passengers were asked to leave the ship for the day, so that local authorities could complete routine security checks. Excited to experience Reykjavik, we made our way to the gangway, only to be met with a stunning realization: it was completely inaccessible. The gangway itself was far too steep to accommodate my wheelchair. Even worse, it had raised, spike-like speed bumps designed for traction in icy or snowy conditions, that obviously weren't present on that beautiful July day. These bumps made it impossible for my chair to pass. We spoke with crew members, officers, and even port officials, but the answer was the same: we're sorry, but there is nothing we can do. My only option was to stay on board while all the other passengers explored what Iceland had to offer. I was officially stuck at sea. And so, for the next 24 hours, my wife and I, the only passengers left on board, sat on an empty ship processing what had just happened. How, in 2022, could a cruise line know they had a wheelchair user on board, yet have no accommodation for disembarkation? It was a lightbulb moment. That experience in Reykjavik sparked an idea that turned into a mission. It was then that Able2 Global was born. Since sharing my experience, I've heard from countless other disabled travelers who have faced their own unexpected accessibility challenges when traveling. I soon realized that this wasn't an isolated incident and that stories like mine exist at hotels, resorts, cruise ships, event venues and destinations all around the world. I've learned that each of our stories holds power, not just individually, but collectively. That's why Able2 Global isn't just about highlighting travel barriers. Instead, we actively partner with cruise lines and hospitality companies to bridge the gap between promises and reality. My experience in Iceland taught me that good intentions and assumptions aren't enough. True accessibility requires planning, assessment, modifications, practical training, measurable outcomes, and real accountability. I want travel providers to understand that accessibility isn't just the right thing to do, it's a smart business decision that creates meaningful guest experiences and lasting customer loyalty. I know how powerful a personal experience can be while traveling. It seems to mean more than things that happen in the routine of home life. The experience in Iceland has spawned a company dedicated to working for accessibility for everyone. I know you have stories of your experiences too. We want to hear your stories. Your unique experiences matter because they drive awareness, inspire change, and challenge the status quo. By sharing your story, you become part of a movement, advocating alongside countless travelers who've decided that accessible travel should be the standard, not the exception. That's why I'm inviting you to share your personal story. The good, the bad, and everything in between. Scan the QR code on the next page to take our short survey and let us know what surprising, frustrating, or wonderful accessibility experiences you have had while traveling. The future of accessible travel starts now. Let's band together to make sure that no one else must experience being stuck at sea.